We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're back on Total Information AM, and time to talk about cars. The average price of a car is somewhere around $36,000 anymore, and you can go way higher than that. And I know a lot of people, myself included, are not interested in spending that, particularly if you've got a kid getting ready to turn 16 or 17. That's on my horizon as well. We're joined now by Micah Muzio. He's the managing editor of video for Kelley Blue Book. Micah, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, happy to be here. And by the way, I lived in St. Louis when I was younger, so I'm really happy to get back and talk to my friends in St. Louis.
Awesome. Where are you from? Where'd you live?
Well, lived in Kirkwood, so I have a weird taste for Emo's Pizza that I have to explain to people who didn't live in St. Louis. Like, you have to explain what Prevelle is. So that's sort of a St. Louis-specific thing that I've never seen anywhere else, but I just love St. Louis.
Fantastic. We'll be sure to send a shout-out to Emo's for you. Let's talk, let's talk cars for a second. I don't want to spend $36,000 on a car for myself, let alone a teenager. What do I do? What are you guys recommending as we go into this summer of 2019 and the car business is hopping?
Yeah, well, item number one is that if you haven't bought a car in the last 5 years, the landscape has changed. I mean, that's just the way things are now, that it's impossible to know what's available. So that's why we put together our list. In this case, our list of 10 coolest cars under $20,000. And I think the critical thing is we drive pretty much everything at Kelley Blue Book. So when a car comes through our offices that moves us emotionally, that's a special thing. And so what's amazing is that despite the average transaction price of $36,000, there's a pretty great selection of vehicles that are accessibly priced. And maybe a great way to illustrate that is with an example. So I'm in a studio here in L.A., and I'm standing right next to the 2019 Toyota Corolla hatchback. And what's amazing to me about the Toyota Corolla hatchback is that the Corolla nameplate has never been one associated with excitement, but the Corolla hatchback is insanely exciting. Like, visually, they've done so much stylistically. In many ways, it looks like a modified car, but this is what it looks like off the dealer lot, a very technical, aggressive front end. There's this kind of kicky spoiler in the back. The one I'm looking at right now is awash in blue flame paint, which is so vivid and eye-catching, maybe a little polarizing, but I think it's fantastic. And then when you peek inside, the interior quality is actually nicer than Toyota needed to make it. But the thing that I love so much about the Corolla hatchback is that all that style, it contains all the things that we still love about the Corolla. So it's a very practical car, and it's reliable, 5 years, 60,000 mile, powertrain warranty, so all those things that you want, great resale values. And I also like the fact that they have decided to make standard Toyota SafetySense 2.0. And basically what that does is it bundles a bunch of driver assist technologies into one suite of technology. So the cheapest Toyota Corolla hatchback you can find will still include lane keeping assist. So let's say you're driving downtown and you're momentarily inattentive and the vehicle starts to depart its lane. The Corolla hatchback can detect that, warn the driver, and even steer itself back into its lane, which is the kind of stuff, the best accident is the one that you never have.
Now, of course, St. Louis is an old auto town. A lot of people here want to stick to American cars. What have you got on the American side of the ledger?
Nothing. This year we have nothing, and last year we certainly did. It's a bit reflective of the American manufacturers' withdrawal from small cars. So that's one of the issues that we've noted on the list. But the good thing about our list is that we redo it every single year. So trends sort of pop up, and next year I certainly hope there's an American car on our list, and last year there certainly was, the Chevy Sonic, that's on its way out. So once the American car makers establish themselves a little bit more firmly in the entry-level space, then I hope to see them back.
Well, who else is on there then? Say I'm not a Toyota guy, who else is on there? What's going to get my attention?
You know, what might get your attention is, we've got the Honda Fit. It's a very small, yet impossibly huge on the inside kind of car. It's got this rear magic seat, so the back seats flip up, the seat bottoms do, so you can, like, throw a bicycle back there, take the front tire off, and it'll just fit right in. In this tiny little hatchback that is, again, more spacious, it's, like, somehow bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. So that's a really neat one. And then the Nissan Kicks is another interesting one. You may have noticed there's this big trend towards SUVs. People love vehicles that sit up a little bit higher. You have a bigger, a higher vantage point of the road ahead, which is very confidence-inspiring from behind the wheel. The Nissan Kicks offers that. It's also really easy to get into and out of, but it's also a subcompact. So they kind of built it up rather than out, almost like a downtown, skyrise or something like that. So you've got great interior space, but it's so parkable. So yeah, if you're downtown St. Louis and you're looking for a parking spot, and other cars have to pass by that little narrow spot that everybody's avoiding, like, you can probably squeeze in there in your Nissan Kicks. And I also like the fact that, much like the Toyota Corolla hatchback with its vivid blue paint, Nissan's not afraid to be adventurous with their paint choices. The one I'm looking at has a contrasting bronze roof. I don't think I've ever seen another car like that. It's super eye-catching. So if you're coming out of a supermarket, you're definitely going to know where you parked.
All righty. Michael Muzio from Kelley Blue Book. He's a California resident, but an Emo's Eaton Kirkwood guy at heart. And we thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
KMOX News Time is 7:57. Thanks for joining us on Total Information AM. I'm George Sells.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.